a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, let's get back to it, everybody. Thanks for staying with us through the break. It's nice to have you tuned in to our Robert and Mary World Travel get-together. Well, it's been a month since we last spoke with show friend Richard Abalafia, and in a moment we're going to get his thoughts on the Boeing 737 MAX situation this week and also discuss the disappearance of the jumbo jets from our skies. But first, a quick word about Compassion International and our need for your help today.
Yeah, so each and every one of you in our audience can really provide a difference with compassion, resources, and hope. And that's why we're asking all of you to join us by going to compassion.com/RM today and considering sponsoring a child or perhaps even several children. It costs about $1 a day, and more than 60,000 kids are on that compassion waiting list. Many are hungry, cannot attend school, are in poor health and neglected, and Robert and I and Rudy are committed to reducing that total.
Our initial goal is to get 100 kids sponsored. So won't you join us in making a difference? When you sponsor a child, you're linked to a boy or girl who will know your name, and they're going to treasure your support and care. They'll write to you with updates, and your monthly sponsorship is going to provide them with health screenings, immunizations, hygiene training, and access to support that ensures their growth, nutrition, education, and medical responses when needed. So join us, and let's help these kids and give back. Go to compassion.com/RM to select your child. That's compassion.com/RM, or find more info and a phone number on our homepage, rmworldtravel.com.
All right, now let's head right to that show hotline and welcome back to the program show friend Richard Abalafia.
Hey, Richard, nice to have you back on with Mary and me. Thanks for your time today.
Delighted to be here. Thank you, Robert.
Well, we really appreciate it, certainly. So, you know, I know we had you scheduled to join us today so we could discuss the apparent end of the jumbo jet age, and we're going to get to that in a few minutes. But we'd be remiss if we didn't start off by asking you your thoughts. We were just talking about it last segment. This week, you know, we clearly had the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 8s and 9s here in the U.S. and around the world, or around the world first and then the U.S. So what are you hearing from your contacts at Boeing? Do you agree with the move? And how do you see things impacting Boeing now, mid and long term?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think it's important for everyone involved to respect the decisions of the regulatory agencies, in particular the FAA. So, you know, I'm going to totally side with whatever they have chosen, and I wouldn't second guess them. There's been a lot of political interference on the road here, which has me concerned, because ultimately this should be an independent decision with them following their policies and procedures. Now, how long will it last? I have every confidence that they can develop a solution, and that there's just, frankly, nothing fundamentally wrong here with the design itself. There's an isolated system that may or may not require a software patch, which will be determined after they decipher what's on the cockpit voice and data recorders, and possibly training or crew procedure changes or training in general. We don't quite know yet, but we're talking about a matter of weeks or a month or two at most. This is not a fundamental change to the aircraft itself.
Yeah, and we're trying our best as well. A lot of speculation out there.
Yeah.
Until we all know all the facts, it's just better that we don't join the noise that's out there.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it all unfolds. All right, now I want to turn our attention to the original reason we asked you to join us today and come back to the show. Last month, Airbus announced they were ending production of the A380 aircraft, and unless something significant happens, Boeing's 747 seems to be in its twilight years as a passenger aircraft. Before we get into specifics and talk about what's next, I'd love to know your thoughts on the apparent end of this jumbo jet age that, I mean, I can speak for myself. I've enjoyed, I think a lot of passengers have enjoyed it. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, that's right, Mary. It really was a kind of almost a visceral thing. You know, ooh, it's big and it's got two decks and, you know, the marketing demos had all sorts of, you know, connivances like a bar and a waterfall and all this
right.
other stuff. There was something romantic about it, wasn't there?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it was sort of part and parcel of the past when people flew between JFK and Frankfurt or Narita and then on to where they really wanted to go. And more people are able to and are willing to pay for a direct flight. And there's so much fantastic new technology from Boeing and Airbus using two engines, smaller sizes, less stately, less of that grand staircase entrance. But boy, are they efficient.
Efficient,
they only have two engines.
Right.
So frankly, once those started appearing, the 787, the A350, 380 was on long time as kind of a dinosaur.
Well, I want to ask you about that. So with regards to the Airbus A380, it's never made a profit over its 19 years that it's been for sale. So do you think Airbus misread the marketplace when it decided to build the plane? Or, as you just said, is it the technology, or particularly the Boeing 787 Dreamliner and then the Airbus A350, that's the real reason for the A380's demise?
I will accuse them of willful misreading of the market. I think it was a highly politicized decision. A lot of aviation professionals were yelling at them that this was a very bad idea. I'm not really familiar with anybody at the time who was in the business who was saying, what a brilliant idea, go ahead. This appears to have been done just as an act of hubris. Now, to their credit, within a few years after that launch, they realized what was going on, and that's how the A350 XWB was born.
Right.
And we're enjoying the fruits of the XWB now as it enters service in very large numbers, taking people to where they ultimately want to go.
All right, so I'll build on it maybe in a different way, because I saw something this week that just fascinated me. So the pre-discounted price tag of an Airbus A380 for folks listening around the country right now, it's about $445 million, so just spare pocket change, I guess. But the CEO and me really can't compute how Airbus spent over $16 billion on the project, and they built just 235 of them so far. They've never turned a profit. But what surprised me this week, Boeing had planned to formally unveil their new 777X. Okay, it's a 425-seat twin jet long-haul plane, which will actually be longer than the Boeing 747. But the Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX crashed, and then all the groundings, it caused them to postpone the event, which we think is probably a good thing. But Boeing actually, from what I'm told, has already taken more orders for the 777X than Airbus secured over the 19 years they were selling the A380, and the prices are comparable. So what does that say to you, Richard?
Well, I think there you go. More proof that basically people want a two-engine jet that flies to where they ultimately want to go. And the 777X is going to be a fantastic plane. You know, Airbus's big question right now is, can they stretch and perhaps re-engine and maybe even re-wing the A350 XWB to get it into 777-9X territory? Because the 9X of the two versions, the 8X and the 9X is 407 seats, getting very close to that 747, and just as long range, 8,000-plus nautical miles, so pretty much anywhere you want.
Yeah, I think I saw something about the Airbus CEO said they have no plans to expand the A350, but I think eventually they're going to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They've got to have some kind of contingency plan, because this is now the top of the market with those quad jets going away.
Right. So do you think at some point they'll make a longer version of that plane, or something potentially a whole new design?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the subject of quite a lot of debate that depends in part on the technical capabilities of the 350 and in part on what the market does. Although, you know, I should mention that right now everyone wants a 250 or 300-seat jet, which means the 787 and the smaller version of the A350, the -900, are really the only twin aisles that are selling. And the 787 in particular, they're ramping up to 14 per month, an all-time record for a twin-aisle jet. And the 350 is heading to 10 per month. So right. That's basically what people want.
You know, whether you're a Boeing fan, frankly, or an Airbus fan, you know, the facts are, when you look at them, so the Boeing 747 first flew about 50 years ago, 1969, so you could do the math on that. And they've built over 1,500 of them, I think about 500 or so from what I've been told are still flying. Airbus, as I just said, they built 235 or so of the A380s, never made a profit. And regardless of how nostalgic we may be, what I thought also was interesting, United, when they just grounded took their last 747 out of service back in 2017, that plane was costing them just shy of $18,000 an hour to operate. But the replacement 787 Dreamliners, they're around $10,000. So it's got to also be economics here as well, and that's why that two-engine jet that you're talking about is why we're flying them today.
Yeah, that's right. It's the economics of twin-engine operations, but also, frankly, it's no dig at the flying public, but frankly, if you're an airline and you get rid of your 20% lowest fare paying passengers, your profits go nicely up. So in other words, having a 525-seat jet is great as long as you don't have to discount heavily that last 20%, and that was almost always the case.
To fill the seats.
So in other words, you know, you're just going to see a greater emphasis on point-to-point flights with that front of cabin, the premium passenger.
Right.
Paying a lot of the bill.
All right, so real quick, yes or no, do you think Boeing does anything to retool its 747, or it's just going to live out as a cargo jet until it's done?
You know, it really hurts me to say this, but I think they're just going to let it go gradually. The 8i, as you say, is probably done. The cargo plane, you know, cargo numbers have been decent lately, so maybe it'll last a few more years.
All right.
I certainly hope so.
I hope so as well. So, Richard, I know my wife does as well. Always nice spending time with you today. Great connecting with you. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks so much, Robert. Thanks, Mary.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
All right, Richard Abalafia, there he goes. Folks, a reminder, please connect with us. Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, do it all at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break for a few commercial messages from our sponsors, but there's still more RM World Travel to come. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.